program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
This is Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition, and you're listening to 91.1 FM WREK Atlanta.
He's Dr. Bugladder.
And that over there is Dr. P. Ellis.
Tonight we're going to talk about a very important subject.
Noise!
Shh. Hey, man. Use your inside voices.
Uh-oh.
No. Inside voices. I know that our one listener is listening inside.
The jail?
Actually, I heard recently that one of the people who might actually listen to our show is out of jail.
That's good news.
It is good news.
Very good news.
Glad to hear it if he indeed is listening. Use your inside voices, and I say that
inside.
Because the listeners are inside. No one listens to the radio outside anymore.
In the car.
Well, they could be outside at Piedmont Park getting a PJ or buying a dime. So tonight's installment of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is regarding noise. The subject itself can be succinctly put as a salute to noise.
Indeed.
Noise, we salute you.
It may sound trivial, but it isn't.
No, noise is not trivial. It impinges on your calm center at all points of your day. Most likely.
It's just more garbage that your brain has to deal with.
Why do you think it's so trippy to be in a sensory deprivation chamber?
I've never actually tried it myself.
I don't think you could do it.
You don't think I could do it?
No, you're too highly stimulated at all points. And I know it's all internal.
Yes.
Well, it's mostly internal.
See, so it wouldn't be that much different for me.
Yeah, but without the box as a distraction, you just like
get
into a feedback loop.
That's right. That's what it is. You're humming with feedback when you're in the sensory deprivation tank. That's why you should control your mind, people. You crazy bastards.
Pot, meat, kettle. You're both black.
Yes. But that's one thing that has always bothered me about that statement. Oh, well, that's the pot calling the kettle black. The kettle is black!
And the pot has no mouth with which to call it black.
That's a very good point.
Is there any escape from noise? Undisputed Pope Chef of his race. Well, he's the only one I've seen that there's nothing. You mean and he actually has sent his mouth.
Nasty, ugly, bad, hateful things.
And lose our butts.
Very trusting at the same time.
You know, it's not sitting around, track around.
If you don't have
a lot of you both have to know it. That's a rap. What's a rap on this?
You never
lies.
If you go back to the classic communication model, noise is anything that hinders clear communication between two or more parties.
Yep.
And I guess lies could be classified as noise in that regard. Guns are loud. They're
guns.
Noisy. Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
No, it is not, because it is information.
Yeah, it's junk food information.
Well, yeah, but
television, they talk about television as background noise. I agree with that to a certain extent, but the real noise is when... remember when the stations used to go off the air? There's no discernible pattern there, are there, peeps? Unless you're schizo.
Yeah, or got something wrong with your serotonin. What? What? Kill them all? Well, okay, you're the dog. And there's pink noise. I'm not sure exactly what it is in comparison to white noise, but this is a technical college, and I know a lot of you are nerds, so you probably already know the difference between pink and white noise. So I won't even explain it to you, because I don't know.
It's all pink on the inside. Hey, you want to hear what pink noise sounds like?
When we are really listening, we will find many sounds that are musical. We'll hear noises, too, of course, but then we'll find noises that are almost musical sounds, and musical sounds that are almost noises. Let us work with some sounds. We will need paper and pencil. You will hear 15 sounds. After you hear each sound, write MS if you think you heard a musical sound, or N if you think the sound you heard was a noise.
You cannot be a good propagandist unless it's in your bones. I mean, it's extremely hard to lie. I think we all know that from personal experience. You know, it's hard to lie to people. Every one of us lies to people all the time, unless we're some kind of crazy angels. But the way we do it, I'm sure you know this, is you first convince yourself that what you're saying is true. You know, like you're an 8-year-old kid and you steal a toy from your brother, you know, and your mother comes in and yells at you. You don't say, well, you know, I wanted the toy and he had it, so, you know, I took it because I'm stronger than him. What you say is, it really wasn't his, and besides, he'd taken a toy of mine, and anyway, I needed it more than he did, so it was right for me to take it, okay? If people haven't had that experience, there are some other species, I think. But that kind of experience goes all the way up to being a hotshot journalist for the New York Times. You know, you don't even make it into those circles unless you're already so deeply overwhelmed by doctrine and propaganda that you can't even think in other terms. And so you'll read, say, you know, liberal columnists in the New York Times very angrily saying, when people talk like this, nobody tells me what to write. I write anything I feel like, which is absolutely true. And if they didn't, if you know, people with real power weren't sure that they were going to say the right things, they wouldn't be in a position to write anything they feel like.
I think we all agree that that is a musical sound. Did you write M-S? Sounds like these are so soothing that babies go to sleep when they hear them. And all of us feel peaceful when we hear them.
You've got a good beginning. Hit and miss and trial and error. It just depends again on breaking the records over radio.
Rock music blares! Door slam! People yell! Children scream! Sirens whine! Trucks rumble and roar! And rock music blares! 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 Is there any escape?
Are billboards noise?
Yes, they are.
They make no sound.
When you're driving down the highway, you're supposed to be factoring in the speed of the other cars around you and perhaps any road signs telling you about what's up ahead. I would have to say that the billboards are nothing but noise.
Why are billboards so much larger than street signs, with traffic signs? One relegates us to our lane and when we should stop and go and whatnot.
Important information that could save our lives. Yes. And then
there's the prostate clinic.
The Stripling Institute, yes.
What is that? Is that a circumcision?
Yeah, it's vasectomies.
Oh! Ow!
Ding!
And see, that was a sound effect.
Sound effects convey information.
Noise. It's about noise. Noise. What kind of word is noise?
Noise.
Noise a noise. Children and the mentally deficient seem to enjoy noise for noise's sake.
Hey, goddammit, I'm going to stand up to you right now because there's plenty of WREK listeners out there who are neither children nor insane who thoroughly enjoy some of the noise that gets played on this station on such shows as Kosher Noise, airing Mondays at 7 p.m., and of course one of my favorite driving time radio shows, Destroy All Music.
Oh, there is that.
On Wednesdays at 8, which is noise-a-freaking-rific.
Just because they smash trash can lids together.
Music is supposed to contain something of information. It is one way that humans communicate with each other. And what is the threshold? I mean, banging trash can lids together, where is that separated from the plight of urban decay, commentaries thereof?
I suppose if one listener gleans meaning from what they're listening to, then it is communication and not noise.
On a very low level, though, because
that's like primitive art.
Thank you.
I live in a, I don't want to say a rural area.
You live in a house.
I do. But it's in a very kind of pink area, let's say that. For some reason, it seems to be a town tradition to misspell something on just about every sign in the town.
Are you sure they're not trying to be hip?
I'm pretty sure that misspelling cemetery is not an attempt to be hip.
You sure it wasn't symmetry?
Unless we've started burying people in the cemetery, and unless we've set up a historical district instead of a historical district, It's pretty sweet.
You sure it's not a cemetery where they just bury people in concrete?
It could be, or yeah. In, you know, something else.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's probably for the best.
Thank you.
Because we wouldn't want to pollute your world with noise.
Spike Milligan died recently, and that affected me as much, if not more, than Megadeth breaking up, in that Spike Milligan with Peter Sellers formed The Goon Show, which was a radio program that really, honestly, I think we would pale in comparison to. If anyone goes back and checks it out, the internet is a fine resource for referencing things just like this.
Another group that is better than us.
Was, but Spike Milligan just died.
Yes, so we moved up a notch. Cool.
Technically speaking, okay. Well, yes. But Spike Milligan was a freaking genius of the type we're not likely to see again, and I can attest to that in that he had 5 nervous breakdowns.
Wow.
And you know that he's got to be a genius if he's doing that, right?
That is the benchmark of genius, isn't it?
Now, even if you read the scripts online, they're amazing. But my whole point is that he had a later life campaign against noise pollution, which might have been due to his fragile state of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
But he passed, and he didn't like noise, and we're saluting noise, so I guess we're the devil.
We're dancing on his grave.
All my bones are laughing as you're dancing on my grave.
And remember, sound was used for centuries as a method of torture. Place someone's head inside of a bell and ring it. And eventually, they'll go insane. And eventually, they'll go insane.
insane. They'll go insane. And eventually...
Thank you.
Noise like love is arbitrary.
Indeed it is.
One man's noise is another man's symphony.
The tweeting of the birds, the thrumming of the crickets, may be perceived as noise to you.
The brain, in your own defense, will take all that noise and relegate it to the background so you can have a clearer line of thought. Cognition, boy.
However, if there is in fact inflammation in the noise, you're never going to know it. Because your brain...
done tuned it out.
All gone.
Just like you're about to do to 91.1 WREK Atlanta.
Like a glowing beam of white information coming from a Russian satellite straight to the middle of your head, you must contact the Church of the Subgenius at P.O. Box 140306, Dallas, Texas 75214. Or visit them online at www.subgenius.com.
Pull the wool over your own eyes.
For a change.
Little pinkling.
It is now more important than ever that you pull the wool over your own eyes, since there's nothing to see but wool here, folks.
I know a girl that could pull a... Oh, never mind.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
Contact us at P.O. Box 670-541, Marietta, Georgia 30066-0126 or www.alternategroove.com/lymphnode. Listen to Bob Slacktime Funhouse at WREK.org, 91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta.
You remember Philip K. Dick?
I do.
You know how in a lot of his stories, everything was seeped in... over-the-top advertising at all corners. They were surrounded by adverts.
Yes, I do remember that.
That's noise.
Very much so.
And they're all clamoring to get your attention so you can relegate it to something other than insignificance.
Hey, you, buy this!
Brought to you by the Lymph Node Institute. Visit us at www.lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Really?
As of today. Anyway, you should be able to go to lymphnodeinstitute.com. That's lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Massive update coming soon, including MP3s of some of your favorite moments from Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
If you try to go to lymphnodeinstitute.com before then, and it doesn't come up, alternategroove.com/lymphnode.
Listen. This is not the way ever. This is not the way ever. All that shouting. All that noise. Listen. This is not the way of it. All that shouting is not the way of it. All that noise. Listen. This noise.
Keep in communion. Bird, Negative Land with Quiet Please, John Zorn with Heike Cipher Mystery, LNI with The Noise Rant, then a piece of old screwed up tape from way back in the day, The Butthole Surfers doing Lady Sniff, an LNI remix, Negative Land doing Escape from Noise, a bit from the end of the Sonic Youth album, Experimental Jet Set Trash and No Star, LNI with Filthy Squirtin' Robots, John Zorn with Automata of Al Jazari, LNI with Australopithecus, and then Random Noise 2002, John Zorn with Jedi Mind Trick, Public Enemy with Bring the Noise, Negative Land performing Methods of Torture, Troll E with Little Dust, Mike Patton performing Inconsolable Widows in Search of Distraction, Negative Land with The Way of It, and Mr. Bungle doing Slowly Growing Deaf.
I'm going to go to the next one.